All day. All day.
I think that's them. Guys, it's me. I'm right here.
Is that him?
Oh my God.
He still does that weird thing when he waves and flips his whole hand in his face.
Guys, I missed y'all so much.
Brett.
What's up, bud?
What's up, man?
Hug me.
What's up, man?
We missed you. What was that? Who the fuck was that man talking?
Yeah, who was that?
Get him out
Did
of
you
the
get
scene.
Another podcast guy man. While we were gone?
No,
what
that's
the fuck?
That's my hetero love mate.
Georgina.
Georgina.
We know who it is. We just wanted to make you say it on air so we can get you in jail later. Good to be back, buddy. How were you?
It's been terrible.
We had a great time on Epstein Island.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, we fucked that up. We gotta do it again.
I forgot what we were doing.
But we can leave this in there.
Epstein Island.
It'll be fun.
Epstein.
It'll be fun.
We went to Epstein Island.
Epstein Island.
All right, play the bus music again, but don't let Georgina talk.
All right, good deal. All right, here we go.
I thought it was Georgina.
Oh, is that them? Oh my God, I think that's them. Guys, it's me!
Oh, no.
Oh, guys!
Here he goes, man.
Oh, my God, it's you!
Gosh. He's already got his hand in his
pants.
God,
I missed you so much.
Brett, man. What's good, bro?
It's so good to see you.
Oh, man. How are you? Oh, man. I'm just so overcome with emotion right now.
Of course you would say come.
Is that a tent? Have you been waiting here since we left?
Yeah.
Is that?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the tent in his pants.
Oh.
That too.
Oh,
what
that
the fuck, dude.
He's had CS.
I accidentally left one of the tent poles in my pocket.
Yeah. Okay, bud.
Sorry.
I understand. You get excited.
God damn it, guys! I missed y'all so much.
I miss you too, bro. And I'm so glad that we could all get back together for another episode of
the All Day Special.
We had a great time on Epstein.
It was Epstein. We fucked it up again, but it's okay. We're in here now. Ephraim, where did you guys go?
We went to Epstein Island.
Where did I go?
Yeah.
I went to North Carolina.
No, you're supposed to say Epstein's Island.
I was about to say, don't get into that.
We're not there yet. We're not serious.
Don't put me at Epstein Island if you're in North Carolina, F. We got to keep a transparent story.
Yeah, you gotta cooperate here. Anyway, what's up, guys? I am your host, Brett, of course, joined with my co-host, Ephraim, my co-host and producer, Matt. We back up in this bitch. It's another classic episode of the All Day Special. Just three young boys. Doing what we do best, not touching penises.
Strap-on boys? What?
Strap?
That's why I said not touching penises.
Guys,
because we're touching strap-ons.
Guys, anybody who does listen to this, I just want to say that this is great. It's me and the boys tonight. Not saying I don't like having guests. I love having guests. I love all the guests we've had, and I hope to have many
more.
But
after you have a few parties, you want to get back and rekindle with family.
Dude,
you know?
I'm chilling here with the boyos tonight, bro. Like, you see what's going on? Rolling blunts with the boys.
Rocks out, cocks out. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, yo.
I gotta pee.
I'm telling you, bro. It's like I've never left.
Three times since we fucking been
at least
here.
Look, it's not like the old days. At least I have an upstairs bathroom.
You just have to run away.
It's so good. God damn it. It's so good to have you guys back.
Well, he's taking a piss, my boy. He's pissed, my boy. So, how's it been since the last episode? You know, the last episode we did have Bobby.
Bobby and Scoop.
Check that out if you haven't checked that out. It was a very interesting episode. It was had its moments.
It was a fun time. It was a good time.
If you don't like it, don't tell me that.
If you're not a fan of The Godfather,
there was a lot of very poor Italian accents on there.
Yeah, it'd probably make you appreciate The Godfather a lot more.
Yeah, their accents are pretty good.
Definitely. But my week, let's see. What was last week? This past week.
So we recorded Scoop and Bobby last Sunday.
Right.
Which was a week and a day ago.
Right.
Today is Monday. It's a Monday night.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, because we had all those...
No, Sad Boy Sunday. We had Mad Boy Monday.
Yeah, so we had all those storms last week, and I was terrified.
Dude, it's fucking terrible.
Had a had a panic attack, hid under my table because I thought we were about to die.
As a grown man should.
Hell yeah, whimpering and crying and the like. I wasn't crying, but I was definitely whimpering.
Hey, you go out just the same way you came in.
I had a panic attack, bro.
You go out the same way you came in.
Those are not fun.
Imagine the panic attack a baby has when they're born.
Oh, yeah. I'm still having that panic attack. Why am I here, Mom? Put me back in.
Yeah, life kind of sucks today, man.
Yeah.
Did you guys time that? That had been like 24 seconds or something.
It was 5:12:03.
Every time you put something on that thing, it sounds like earthquake.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry. I'm coughing a lot, too. I have a cold.
Thanks for telling us now.
That's corotal.
I have a cold.
That's corotal viral.
Appreciate you.
Hey, hello. It's a good deal. I made a couple earthquakes.
Okay, so Brett's been cowering.
Cowering under my table.
The past week. F, what have you been doing for the past week / weekend, man?
Where's the weekend?
Oh, I'm sorry. I hate to interrupt. I was also supposed to do my taxes this past weekend. Did not do my taxes.
Do you need help with your taxes?
Nope.
Good. I do.
Shout out TurboTax. Do you need help
with your taxes? I was going to make Brett do it.
TurboTax.
You know, I go to school.
You can do it for free.
Finance, my boy.
You can do it.
You have school level taxes.
Well, the thing is that, like, what are you filing? Like, if you're just filing one W-2, then you don't need my help. TurboTax will do that for you.
TurboTax can do. I'm married filing jointly, and TurboTax will do that for free.
Yeah, because you and Jade both have W-2s.
Yeah, because all you do is just scan, it'll just scan your W-2, yeah. And then it'll just take the information from your W-2 and plug it right in.
Now, me on the other hand,
you don't have to do shit.
Me on the other hand, I have I-9s, so every time I file my taxes,
Chelsea has to do that shit.
I'm writing off. Oh, bro, if she needs help, usually since she files an I-9, she has to pay money tax time, right?
Oh yeah, I have my first I-9
that's what
this
she
year.
Thanks.
If she has an I-9,
I don't know.
If she has an I-9 and old, wait, she works.
It's not simple, whatever it is.
She works at the same place that...
She's under a contract, and it had, like, some stuff to do with it. She thinks she's going to owe money.
If you have an I-9, you're going to owe money. Look, guys, this is Matt here. It's your finance instructor. If you file an I-9, you're basically claiming as a self-employed individual, which means that you will be responsible for all taxes throughout the year, which means that... roughly 25-30% of your income, depending on your status and everything else, will be taxed.
She had a choice of what amount she wanted to have taxed, and she chose the highest amount so that this wouldn't happen.
Yeah, so she took the most...
But she... Yeah, I'm sorry. It's not the best. I had to force it into action.
What if he just deleted the whole podcast recording?
He deleted the whole podcast. I only deleted like 10 minutes. We're good.
Oh, okay. It's like good. He just deleted the good part.
Yeah.
But, so when you guys hear this, you're missing out on part.
Hey, I wasn't done with Matt's finance.
Fuck, I'm sorry I interrupted.
So when you file I-9, you file as an independent employee. So you're going to have to pay taxes. Now, what you can do is that, so basically, it's not a W-2. What basically happens with the W-2 is that you go into an employer, you write down all the exemptions that you want. That's when you check all those boxes like, do you have this? Do you have this? Do you have this? The more exemptions you claim, the less they're going to tax you. But when it comes time for tax time...
It's more tax you have to pay.
It's more tax you have to pay back. But with a W-2, you're basically always going to have a refund, no matter how many exemptions you take. Now, with an I-9, you're not going to have a refund. Because you're paying the taxes that you haven't paid on. So basically what it is that instead of a business paying an employee money and paying taxes and also the employee paying taxes on their pay stub, they are just paying you straight out as a contract, and then you're responsible for taxes at the end of the year. And if you're not prepared, it can hit you like a fuck ton of bricks, because the first time I did it, I had to pay $2,000.
That's what's fixing to happen to me, because I was working for...
Well, that was a whole year of shop work and mechanic. That was full-time, too. When I was off school, because I got kicked out.
I was working as an independent contractor for where I was working.
Hey, you're not talking to the mic, my boy. I can't hear you.
Oh, you can't hear me? Shit, I'm sorry.
Yeah, there you go.
My bad.
Yeah.
Let me get this
right. Welcome back.
He's usually the main guy that's always like, I can't hear myself.
I wonder why.
He wasn't even listening.
But, I've got my first I-9 coming, and I'm not looking forward to it. I've already told Jade, because for the past, when I was working at the liquor store I was working at, I'm pretty sure they were up to some shiesty shit. And it might have been, like, I fucked up my forms and shit, but, like, that was the first time ever in my life that I had owed money.
What?
Owed money on my
Well, here's taxes, because apparently they had not taken out taxes at all throughout the year for like any of their employees. And then, you know, they were, and then their reasoning was, well,
what we usually just happens,
figured you wanted more of your check at one time. And he's like, for me personally, I like to have all my check at one time rather than, you know, get it at the end of the year. And I'm like, well, that's well and great for somebody like you who could probably afford that. But, you know, me, I'm the type of guy who I can't afford to fucking pay $2,000 at the end of the fucking year.
Surprise.
So with places like that, usually what happens with smaller businesses is that they will claim that they're paying you as an employee and as you're on a W-2. But then, you know, they'll try to get their shit right around the end of the year, and they just can't get the books right. And they usually end up just saying, ah, fuck it. We're going to, you know, give these guys I-9s. That's what they did for my first year at the shop. You know, and understandable. Shout out, you know, my workplace. I'm not talking crap. But, you know, from what it seemed like to me, it seemed like they tried to get their ducks in a row a little too late, depending on when they started the business, or just like, you know, not being able to keep up with stuff. You know, it was the budding of a new business. And then, like, you know, they just ended up having to do the I-9s. They didn't want to do it. They even called us in the office, bro. It sucked. Like, it was a sad day. Like, they were like, yeah, bro, so you guys are going to have to claim your taxes this year. Me, being like 19 at the time, I had no idea what that meant. I'm just like, okay, whatever. I mean, everyone else is like, fuck. Shit. Because, you know, they've been turning wrenches for like 20 years at this point. Like, fuck. Shit. Fuck. You know, they're getting mad. They're, like, walking out, and they're, like, calling people. And I'm like, oh, wait, this seems kind of serious. Maybe I should be concerned.
It's horrible,
but
dude.
I will say, if you do have an I-9, and then IRS, don't tax me. My name is John Doe. If you do have an I-9, is that since you are self-employed, you can claim your own business and own proprietor, which means that, so, like, for instance, I started getting on I-9s, like, as far as, like, actually knowing how much I was making and getting paid full for it when I started doing boots on tow trucks, because towing and booting is contract work, no matter what. Tow truck drivers get contract paid all the time. They always have I-9s, so they know to put back, like, 25% of their income. Anyways.
Not this guy.
I was doing the boots, and I ended up having to pay at the end of the year, you know, like, with my W-2 and my I-9, I still would have owed like $300 or $400. My mom was showing me how to... Shout out, Mom. She showed me how to cook the books. So
don't do that. Don't say that. So
Matt's boot business has been at a deficit for 3 years in a row. It hasn't been in operation for the past two.
Matt's boot business, is that the name of it?
Matt's boot business.
Are you an LLC?
They're not going to check it, bro. They don't. See, this is the thing, is that when you fill it out as a self-employee, they don't care. Like, the thing is that they don't ask for, like, you know, an LLC and a corporation, they have license numbers. There are LLC numbers. And if you actually have to fill out a form where they do care, they're going to want your LLC number. But if they're not asking for that, bro, you could put down Jimmy John's service.
Then Jimmy John's will sue you.
Yeah.
But Matt's boot business has been in a deficit for like 3 years in a row. And if you look at income
and expenses. Shout out Matt's boot business.
Yeah, income and expenses and after payments of dividends to shareholders, which is me and myself only.
Can we make that? Can that be our commercial break? Can we do a commercial for Matt's boot business?
Yeah, we can do that. But Matt's boot business is probably sitting at like a negative $22,000 deficit.
Hey.
Because you got to think, all the income that was reported to it goes straight to me.
It's a shit of a book, but it's still a book.
So, like, I am the only shareholder. I make the decisions executively.
Okay,
and
Zuck.
I literally took all the income to this quote-unquote business and posted it as dividends to myself.
You look like Zuckerberg.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means. It's wild, dude.
Well, this is the thing, is that what I really did is that I just got paid money. But when you look at it as from the tax standpoint, and from, like, the standpoint they're looking at it as, is that they're trying to look at it as proprietorship. And you can't claim yourself as a proprietor, as in, like, you can't claim yourself as a source of income. You can't just be like, hey, I made this money. What?
Babysitting?
Yeah.
Before it goes, yep.
It's been out for like a year and a half, I promise, I think. I fucked it up. And it fucked me up in return.
Matt. This is amazing.
I'm gorfed.
Matt,
we're
gonna quit
talking shit about this.
I love your tax talk, man. I'm enjoying the shit out of it.
I get really fun with this.
I just worry that maybe we've brought tax time in too early in the podcast, and now people are going to be like,
"Are you
this
not entertained?"
People are going to be like, "Are you not entertained?"
No.
You learned a few things.
Let's make taxes sexy.
No. This is the thing.
Let's make taxes sexy.
Look, All Day Special is very dynamic within their content. Yes, we can start the show with 20 minutes of dick jokes
or 20 minutes
and a whole bunch of
You farted.
You know, type shit.
But we can help you get your finances together. We can help you get your life straight.
Look, for now on, we're going to have a segment every two or three episodes. It's the financial advice.
I want you to put 10% of your of whatever your weekly income is. Take 10% of that. Drop it down into your savings account. No. And don't fucking touch it. Don't touch it like you wouldn't touch a herpes infested bush.
No. Here's the thing. I'm in school for finance, mind you, right? So, yes, I understand investments and investing your money and such, but I'm trying to push y'all on how to make some motherfucking money. Fuck that investing. Books
with finances.
Dude, fuck the investing. I'm trying to teach y'all how to make some money. First thing you need to do right now, I don't care what you're doing. If you're making money in any form or fashion that does not involve an employer, make an LLC. I have an LLC for my recording. I claim expenses on that LLC. That LLC files taxes every year. That LLC generates income based on what I do, and I just posted this income to that. Really, it's just cash in my pocket. But I put it on an account. I tell people how much I make, and they post it. What does that do?
Matt, this probably shouldn't be on the record.
This is public information, bro. It's totally legal. This is how it works. I'm telling you how it works. This is what they do.
Not only does the man fix cars, make beats, fix vacuums, he's a tax attorney.
Bro, if you start an LLC right
now. He's not just a Jackson Hewitt. He is a tax attorney. Shit.
If you start an LLC right now, when I started my LLC, like I said, it was 4 years ago about. I'd say, yeah, I'm 24 right now. It's about when I was 20. Because right before I turned 21. So 3 or 4 years. When I started the LLC, you know, it didn't really do anything. It just kind of sat there. But I started posting income on it from work that I did and cash and all that and stuff like that. And on top of that, it's aged 4 years at this point. If for whatever reason I wanted to, because, you know, like I want to venture into something else, and it had to be at a point where I have some decent income and some money that I feel like I'm safe on. If I wanted to, I could take my LLC, and at that time, the maturity is going to be even more. If I wanted to get an approval and a loan to get recording equipment or to open like a little studio type deal, I would have a much better chance of getting a much better rate because my LLC has been around for 8 years. Just the fact that the LLC has been around, they're not even looking at like income at that point. They're like, wow, okay, this LLC has just been operating for 8 years. Dude, yeah. And they look at shit like that. Little shit like that, man, it gets you going. It gets you ahead, you know? Yeah, get an LLC.
I'd love to get ahead. I mean, an LLC.
Nice.
Anyways.
All right, Matt, I enjoyed your finance
talk. Let's talk about the bitches.
Let's talk about my boys. Guys, I don't care who goes first, but I have missed you guys dearly. I have been here sulking, hiding under tables, and cowering like a bitch while you guys have been living it up, living your best lives. Hell yeah. What'd it do? Can I get a banana pudding tonight?
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Banana pudding tonight.
So let's go. God damn it, he did it again!
No way.
He did it again.
I'll get it later. I'm not going to turn the vacuum on.
Second time tonight.
Wow, Rowan is very calm right now.
He has spilt the ashtray.
Anyways, like I was trying to do.
All day.
God love it. All right, so let's just go. Right is right, right? So let's go, Matt. Matt went to Houston, Texas. Tell the folks what you was down in Houston for and how it went.
Man, okay, look. First of all, let me do this right. Hold on.
Oh my gosh.
Pop, lock, and drop it, player.
Let me do this right, bro.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, so he's going to cue up music for his shit, but when I want music for an outro or a fucking.
No, I'm not doing any music, bro. God damn it. I'm not doing any music. I'm just making sure I do right by these people.
You had to fucking fuck it up. You said music, music, music.
Music, music, music.
When you assume.
Makes
Susuma.
What happens when you assume, Ephraim?
It's sushi time.
Hey, yo.
Assuage.
Good morning, ladies.
So, let me do this right. I'm sorry for the wait, ladies and gentlemen. So, I went to Houston for a artist exhibition, showcase, whatever you want to call it. And it was hosted by Lady Nate of Houston. Shout out Lady Nate, Rise Records. They're really dope people. I went out and hung out their studio that they have behind this like cool ass fucking mansion with like fucking limos in front of it and shit.
Not in the mansion, but behind the mansion.
It's like a whole back house. It's connected to the mansion. You walk like
you were in the guest house.
No, it's not really a guest. Yeah, I guess it is a guest house. Oh,
he wasn't in the main house. He was
we partied in the main house after. They had an after party there, but the studio was what was dope because it was literally a whole back building made into a studio.
The studio was the whole back building.
Yeah, it was just a big studio, and in the front it was a storage / like shooting area where they had like a green screen all over the walls and backgrounds.
That's wild, dude.
So you could take green screen pictures of anything, and that way you can put anything behind your picture, or whatever.
Penis.
If you wanted to, man, yeah.
Do you?
Live your life.
Fight Club.
but yeah, so we went there. It was all fun. We performed.
Did you drop some bars? Did you drop some bars?
I did not. Shout out Just Paul. You can just look up Just Paul. You'll find him.
This shit is
dope as fuck.
This shit is syrupy.
Yeah, this is hot. Just Paul, coldest white boy I've met in Houston by far. I got Big BH. She's hard. She's cold. Shout out her.
Big bit.
Diamante Inferno. Shout out Diamante Inferno. That boy's got fucking bars, bro. I'll show y'all some shit later, but like, that dude's got fucking bars.
Let's get him on the podcast.
He spit a whole fucking... Oh, he's fucking in Houston, bro.
We'll get him out here.
Most of these people are in Houston.
Let's fly him out.
I'm gonna try to get some out here.
I got hookups to GTR. We'll fly him out.
Fly him out.
But yeah, shout out Diamante Inferno. Shout out...
We'll take him to the pony, because you've got hookups there now.
Shout out Owen Maven. Bro, I haven't even started yet. I haven't even got there yet. It's ruining my stories.
I'll proceed to throw myself down the stairs. I'm sorry.
What the fuck, man?
What the fuck?
You spoiled it. Anyways.
Am I fired?
Yeah, you're pretty much fired at this point.
All right. Yeah, we'll see y'all later.
Shout
it was fun.
Shout out Omen. He was hard. Omen Amen, whatever his name is. Omen Hummin. It was something like that. He's dope as fuck. And then also, obviously, shout out the boys, Kendrick, Flavin Ruffin. Those are the Boardtown boys. Boardtown Bangers. Shout out Boardtown Bangers. But all that aside, we had fun there at the Fire and Flame Lounge in downtown Houston. I got a little too drunk, and while I was taking pictures, as you can see earlier, they did not look good. I took a fat-ass edible, like, in the car, like a dumbass. Like, I'm gonna eat this shit now, and then, like, I'm gonna be straight. But then we ended up going to eat before we went there, and I was not expecting that.
Which kind of offset the time, didn't it?
I'm not gonna lie, I started...
Or did you, like, get it, it hit you right before...
No, I started getting a little rattlesnakey. I started getting a little rattlesnakey, you know, but then I started eating, and then I was like, settled back down, and I was like, damn, I really blew all that edible for what? Because like these
because when you ate it, killed it.
These thick ass gummies. I'll show you. I got some downstairs, bro. These things are weak. They're tough. Anyways, he's gonna pee again.
No, I'm feeling rattlesnakey. I'm gonna go eat some.
No, he's going to pee. He just doesn't want. He's self conscious about it now.
Oh, he's going downstairs. Yeah, actually, he might go and eat something.
Are you hungry, bud?
You talking to me, motherfucker?
Hey, if we can hear you from up here, bro.
Yeah, I actually heard that on my headphones.
Oh, they're up there. What the fuck am I thinking, bro?
Yeah.
Sing, say something.
Say Hello. Something, I'm giving up on you.
How are you?
You sound magnificent.
Yeah,
that
sounds good.
Hey, wait, wait, pause. Really? Wait, no, back up a little bit. Go like midway stairs and do like a, give me like a nice little like, aww.
Me.
Oh, that's hot.
That was wonderful.
That's nice.
I'm Italian.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, a bobbity boopy.
Flip boy.
We're canceled. If retard didn't do it, that did it.
Found him.
Anyways, so yeah, we performed the Fire Flame Lounge. That was Saturday night. After
you
that.
Got there?
What? Hush puppies, motherfucker.
Oh, hush Whoa. Your puppy.
I'm too fucked up.
He's hungry, bro.
I gotta take a step back.
Yeah, well, hey, for real, look, just like in the story, it will get you right. Eating will, look, quickest way to sober up from being under the influence of a certain plant is to eat, bro. Just eat. Like, seriously, you got the munchies for a reason.
Like, I was never that guy. Like, I was always the guy who could just, like, I could pound food and it would never kill my high. Ever.
Really?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Still the same. Why the fuck is that terrible? That's amazing. That is great. I love it.
Because it's so useful.
Fuck that.
What do you mean? I can always get high again.
I don't need to. I can control myself. I go to work. Oh, I probably shouldn't say that on.
I'll say it.
Every day.
I go to work high all the time.
Every day.
Both jobs, every I'm day. Sure, are
I wouldn't
well aware.
Be able to function. I feel like, honestly, some of those people would piss me off to a point where, like, I would snap if I didn't.
Yeah, I'm sure both jobs I work are well aware that... I show up high all the time.
I mean, it's not like a job where like I'm fucking like lift, you know, lifting heavy things.
To be fair, I work on cars, so it's probably not a good idea.
Yeah, you are probably. I'm like mopping floors. Like you're.
I don't show up to the shop high very often. Usually, if I am, it's just because I'll come here and I got a homeboy that's chilling and he'll be smoking.
Hey yo.
And then I'll hit that bitch one or two times, and I'll go back to the shop. Now, security on the other hand, boy, I smoked the whole blunt before I head there. Sorry, guys.
I mean, shit.
I don't know if y'all listening, but yeah. And y'all know. Come on, y'all see me, bro.
What are you doing? You fucking standing there looking at IDs and telling people, hey, drop that cup, put that cup away. Fuck, I'd be blazed as shit, too. How would you do that job sober?
I mean, yeah.
Half those motherfuckers are probably drinking on the job.
No, actually, they're very strict on drinking on the job.
Really? Like, no shots? Like, if somebody offers you a shot
or
something?
No, bro.
Like,
totally not at all. But the place that I'm going, all that shit, man, they be chilling out there.
You gonna be out there, excuse me, sir, let me see what's in your cup.
Nah, I ain't gonna be drunk, bro. I don't drink like that.
I can't have you touching on the strippers, sir.
Yeah, I ain't gonna be drunk. I'm gonna be just like I am right now. I'm gonna be cool.
He's gone again. Where did he go?
I don't know, bro. He's disassociating a lot more this episode than usual.
I told him, I was joking with him on the way here, that he was like a ghost boy.
It's the lack of a guest.
He's just full of ectoplasm and dead semen.
He just kind of floats around.
Yeah. You see right through him.
That's cool, though.
Love that boy. He's obscure.
He is. Anyways, yeah, so did that. Then we came back here. I had to roll five deep. Five deep in a Chrysler 200. There and
with
back.
A sleeping driver. How did you even... That was crazy. You sent me a video of everybody asleep, including the driver, and y'all were made it back to Starville. I am amazed.
It's a Tesla.
It's a cell. Oh,
Chrysler,
yeah.
Chrysler 200 Tesla. Chrysler 2 Tesla.
I forgot Elon bought Chrysler along with Fortnite.
And then they had a recall in the 2014 models. They brought them back and made them Teslas.
Oh,
it's crazy, right?
Yeah. 2014 becomes a 2021 Tesla.
Just because he liked that year. 2014 was a good year for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want a Tesla, though. Those things are slick.
I want a Tesla flamethrower.
All right. And now, Ghost Boy, what's up?
I'm going to go outside for a second.
You okay?
I'm having a panic attack, for sure.
You good?
Yeah, I'll be okay, I think. Do I look weird?
A little pale.
It looks like we're cutting to a commercial break.
Commercial break. Here? Hey, yes, is this Matt's Boot Company?
It's your business owner.
Yes, I'm Chad Chaddington, and I'm with the IRS. I've just come to do a little audit of your books today.
Yeah, no problem. Of course.
Debbie from accounting should have called.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Debbie.
You ready to do this today?
Yeah, prepared? Man.
Let me just flip through my notes. We'll see here. It says here that you are approximately $30,000 in debt. Is that approximate?
No. I don't have $30,000 in debt. I have a $30,000 deficit.
Which
means that
you're spending.
My business has lost $30,000 over the past 3 years. And you're here wondering why I'm still operating, even though I'm losing $10,000 a year.
Oh, are you telling me how to do my job now, sir? I must remind you, I am Chad Chaddington with the IRS.
I just think you're confused on the deficit part.
Why don't you let me ask the questions here, sir?
I'm sorry.
All right.
I am Matt of Matt's Booting Business.
So how long? So you said you've been in business for 4 years, and over that four correct. Years, you've acquired a deficit of $30,000?
Also correct.
So what do you spend your money on, sir? Do you have any employees in the building?
Yeah, I have one employee, which is all I legally need to have.
You have one employee with a 30, and your company is $30,000 deficit.
Yeah.
Who is your, what's your employee's name, sir?
Big Topo Greasy Dog.
I'm sorry, come again?
The Big Topo Greasy Dog.
Big
Topo Greasy Dog.
Greasy Dog.
Yes.
Okay.
But you gotta say it all in one, like you gotta, Big Topo Greasy Dog.
Big Topo Greasy Dog.
Yeah, you gotta say it just like that. Say Big Topo Greasy Dog.
Big Topo Greasy Dog.
No, you sound like a foreigner. Come on, say Big Topo Greasy Dog.
I feel like you're saying it with an accent, and that's Big Topo Greasy Dog.
Big Topo Greasy Dog.
Big Topo Greasy Dog.
Now you got it. Anyways,
yeah. Hey, yeah, you called me as Big Topo Greasy Dog, boss. You need me?
No, Big Topo, man. I'm good.
Oh, is that... Is that the guy? Mr. Topo. Yeah, it's Big Topo. What you need, sir?
I'm just here looking around. I'm Chad Chattington with the IRS. Can I ask you a few questions?
Hey,
of course, man. What
he's
you
actually got to go. He's actually got to go. Oh, he's got to go to work. For the second day this year.
Big Topple Grease. I got that thing on the east side. Sorry, sir. We'll talk later when I get back. It's Big Topple Greasy Talk.
Sorry about that. He's
that's a very colorful character
This is one of the only 2 days that he works during the year, so you can see he's obviously very busy.
He works 2 days a year. One employee works 2 days a year, and you're
the ones.
So how can you explain the rest of your deficit, sir?
Just general expenses, my guy. You know, like tools.
Tools. You buy a lot of Snap-on, don't you?
Yeah, I'm on the strap-on truck often. Because you get fucked. Yeah, that's a little mechanic jokes for you guys. Yeah, they get it. If they turn wrenches, they get it. It's your mechanic. Okay. But yeah.
I thought you were my business owner.
I'm a jack of all trades. It's a jack of all trades.
Oh my God.
It's
your IRS agent.
No,
it's not. You're Chad Chattington now. Welcome back.
The whole thing was really the thing.
Welcome back to the all-day special.
All day.
Yay, we're back, bitches. We're back. So everything's good. Everybody's chilling. Our main man, F, he's taking a little break right now.
Big Topo Greasy Dog took care of him.
Big Topo Greasy Dog took him out back, whacked him off. And
bro, you just say, it's just whacked him. You don't say whack.
Oh, my bad.
He is a suburban mafia, though, so that might actually be what happened.
Oh, is that because it's 2022?
Hey, Big Topo, I need this guy to have a real inconvenience.
There's a reason why they call him Big Topo.
Yeah, this guy needs to have a real inconvenience. You know, the kind of inconvenience that when, you know, you get caught with, you know, your dick in a dude's mouth and some guy takes pictures of it and sends it to your wife. You know, real inconvenient stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Say no more, boss. I got you. Big Topo Greasy Dog can give us some Big Topo. You know what I'm saying? There's a reason why they call me Big Topo.
I know it. By the way, thank you for performing at my daughter's birthday party last weekend. That was great.
Anytime. I'm happy to coital the coital fish, you know what I'm saying? Anyways. Coital the gefilte fish. Anyways,
no more Italian.
Shout out Jewish line cook.
No more Italian accents for one episode.
Scoop Bobby, we love you guys.
Scoop Bobby, shout out Scoop Bobby.
Big Topo Greasy Dog, Jewish line cook.
Yeah, if you want to find out about Big Topo Greasy Dog, if you didn't watch the last episode, then you gotta watch this episode. It's just all these callbacks.
But you can't, they redacted their company's name, so we can't tell people to go visit them. But let me just say, they work at a place that rhymes with Rumble Schmacko. So go check them out.
Yeah, actually, go check out the actual restaurant, man. It's a good place.
It's a good place to eat. They got some thick ass schmackos and
I'm not gonna lie,
crispy ass burritos.
Like, I fuck with a lot of the employees from Humble Taco, and they are all really.
You good said the fuck it was schmum. It was Shmumble Rumble Taco. Schmacko.
I say what I want. I don't know what you're talking about.
They made us bleep it in the last episode.
They were saying that. I say whatever the fuck I want. When I say I go to work, I say the bin. I work at the bin. I do security at the bin right now.
So
I'm about to go work security at the Pony.
So just to clarify, Humble Taco?
Humble Taco, bro.
They work at Humble Taco.
Yeah, bro, go to Humble
Taco.
Shout out to Humble Taco.
And shout out to Bobby. They work at Humble Taco.
Yeah,
buy a taco. Go fucks with your boys.
Yeah, go tip Scoop. He's a great bartender. He's a great guy.
Go fucks with the wise guys.
You see, and look, as you can see, he can tell. And look, actually, I want anybody, and I mean anybody, to please go to the bar and Humble Taco when Scoop is serving. And if you don't know what Scoop looks like, then find out. Just ask for Scoop. Yeah. And then after he serves you a couple drinks, just kind of strike up some convo and then just be like, hey, you think you could tell me any good Vietnam stories? I just want to see him go from like straight face just to,
When I was back in
there, I was hiding in the radiator.
I was listening to all day specials from behind the radiator.
The radiator.
Yes.
Anyways, yeah, if you could go to do
it's
that.
It's the best podcast. This is the best podcast.
This is the best podcast.
It's the best.
Shout out, Scoop.
There's been no other podcast like the All Day Special podcast. It's great.
But anyways,
so that was fun. Welcome back to the All Day Special. I think we're already back. We've been back for a while. I have amnesia.
Hi, I'm your host, Brett, joined, of course, with my co-host, Matt, and... Oh, wait, we're already in the show. Fuck.
All day.
So, in other news, did you hear that Victoria's Secret just got their first supermodel with Down syndrome?
That's great. I guess.
Yeah, it's. I mean,
no. See, you've been wanting to talk about this, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I want to be transparent with everybody because I'm.
Don't be transparent.
No, I am going
to
be
transparent. Stick to the timeline. Don't do it.
What do you mean?
Well, this is just. I just brought this up.
No, fuck that.
This just happened.
They know
You're
now.
Just now hearing they know the
now.
News.
They know now.
This is your natural reaction. Right. So,
well, look, Brett. Since you're telling me about this, tell me your reaction to it. Since just now finding out, apparently.
You want
to
know how I was really like to gauge
you
my
see
reaction.
How I feel too.
Exactly. Before
no,
I give you
no,
my
no.
React. This is muddy
no.
water we're stepping into
no,
here.
No. You really want my reaction first?
Shit's about to go down.
Okay, so I feel like this is a very similar conversation to a conversation that I had back and forth with a person in my life repeatedly. And it was always on the context of people having sex with people with disabilities. Now, obviously, we're talking about sex and modeling are two different things. But my standpoint of the sex
no, thing... No, I feel... Okay. I was about to say, because that's where I start, is the sex
yeah,
part.
Yeah. So, like, you know...
Because they're
like,
putting the idea there.
I feel like it boils down to that. But the sex thing, you know, like, at the end of the day, they are people, bro. And they want to do things, too. And they should be limited to it. But the only thing about it is that you got to understand that they're in a situation that takes more care and takes more screening than any other dating experience would happen. Even if you get two people... Like, I don't hate it. It is sweet in its own way. But I don't like the fact that they get like a Down syndrome person and they feel like, okay, they would definitely be a great partner for another Down syndrome person. Like, no. How the fuck is that going to work? Like, no offense, but like if they're both
yeah, they
on the
be,
spectrum, they're not going to be able to take care of
each other. There's
got to
be a third party involved in
exactly.
that.
Exactly. But see, the thing is, that's what I'm saying. You actually got to find someone who truly loves and cares for that person. Like, in a very strong sense. Yeah. And it's hard to find that. And that's why I feel like you should do it very carefully. Now, obviously, not everybody does it very carefully. I'm not telling anybody how to live. And they are people at the end of the day. And they have rights just like everybody else. And they should be able to do whatever the fuck they want to do at the end of the day. But, you know, it's just like, I don't know. I feel like it's always a overlooking type deal.
Yeah.
Like, you feel like you got to help all the time. I don't feel like you should have to help all the time. Because at the end of the day, they do want to be treated equally.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you're also like, okay, there is a point where this goes too far. And, like, sexualizing this could, you know, lead to, like... You know, there might be guys that have fetishes for Down syndrome girls. You know?
Yeah.
I'm sure that's a thing, bro.
Well, my
like,
thing
it can
is,
get predatory. It's predatory.
I guess I'm like, I'm kind of with you. Like, I think it's cool that, you know, that they're being represented, you know?
Yeah.
Because modeling and has been one way, the same way, skinny, small, you know, it's been one look for a very long time. And I'm really... You know, I'm happy that they're being that, you know, mental disability is being represented in that field. It's just to me, I just wonder where does the line go for, you know, because obviously they are sexualizing the mentally handicapped, and there's nothing wrong with that, you know. But my thing is like the mentally handicapped deserve to have that kind of love, but where is the line where the mentally handicapped, like they don't understand what's happening. You know, I'm sure she, the Victoria's Secret model, she obviously knows what's going on. She's giving consent. She's okay with showing her body like that, I feel like. And for people like that with that mental capacity, I feel like that's okay. You know, they're adults, they're human beings. And if they want to love and you know, have that, you know, that's okay.
Right.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And there shouldn't be a stigma around, oh, my God, a girl with Down syndrome is showing her tits. Oh, my God. Like, you know, there should be like me looking at a supermodel with her tits out regularly, you know?
Right.
I just wonder where is that line for when does the handicap, you know, keep them from understanding what is going on, really, you know? Because that, you know... Modeling is empowering, but at the same time, you know, people see, and it's kind of provocative because you see underneath, you see more skin, you know.
Yeah. But I also, I can also see the allure of the mindset that they should literally just, like, have free reign over whatever they want to do. Because, like, at the end of the day, we base mental retardation in any sense. You know, like, whatever it is, or disability, mental disability. I said mental retardation, but mental disability.
That's a mental disability.
Mental disabilities, but, like, it's, you know, we always look, like you just said, like, stuff that they don't understand. But you're basing it based off understanding of a common understanding between people that you would deem of right mind.
Right.
But they're understanding everything, bro, in their own way. They do just like you and me. And there's some ways that they might understand that they may not be able to tell you vocally. They might not be able to communicate it. Like, bro, whenever there's any kind of handicap or any kind of sense disabled, like, you know, they always say the other ones get stronger. It's just true. Like, for instance, my dad, he rooms with this lady and her 16-year-old daughter and her 3-year-old boy. And the boy, he, you know, he's kind of on the spectrum in some sense.
He's touched.
Yeah. But he's, you know, like, he's very hyper, and he's, like, you know, doesn't pay attention very well. It's hard to communicate with him, you know, even on the level he is. Ooh, my bad. I'm a shitty person. But, you know, but he's, like, but he can do math like a motherfucker. He's 3 years old. And he's sitting here doing addition, like, and subtraction already when you do that, like, fifth grade. Yeah. Or not fifth grade, but, like, you know, first grade.
Yeah.
He's three. And, like, you know, they're trying to show him, like multiplication and, you know, stuff like that. He, you know, he's still trying to grasp that. But, like, he gets numbers, like, easily. You know? So it's always, like, they are understanding in their own way. So, in a sense, like, we feel like it's our duty. I feel like in a moral sense. But at the end of the day, it really isn't for us to take care of them in any sense. Now, obviously, you want to take care of them in a sense that, you know, preserves them. Yeah. You know? But who's... Who's this saying?
It's a fine line. Bro, it's a fine crazy. Line between imposing on their independence and then, you know,
yeah, ethics, morals, and all then, that shit's crazy.
You know, being a lending hand for somebody who is not the mental capacity that you are.
Yeah, there's fine lines everywhere, man. Yeah. It's just that's the thing. Like, well, there's fine lines, but there's no lines. There's no lines.
Yeah.
You know,
at the end of the day, congratulations. You know, good for her for.
Yeah, that's actually I.
That's really
know,
dope.
Everything aside, at
have
the
you
end
seen?
Of it,
have you seen the picture? Have you seen what she looks like?
No, I haven't.
Here, I'll pull up a picture of
everything it. Aside, at the end of the day, I think it's dope, and you know, I think you should have more of it, bro.
It's sad. I feel really bad. Her name is Madeline Stewart.
Nice.
Her name is Madeline Stewart. Let me see. Got the casual.
Are those sirens outside?
Oh, I'm sorry. No. Well, I guess Sophia Giroux is the one they just hired by Victoria's Secret.
Those sirens are outside. Damn, these headphones, these mics here are better than my ears do.
Yeah, Sophia Giroux. Let me give you a picture of her.
You gave me like three names.
Sophia Giroux is her name.
Okay. Shout out Sophia Giroux.
But, like, so I was listening. So I heard about this on the Bad Friends podcast, and it was really funny because Andrew Santino was like, bro, she's got perfect tits. Like all jokes aside, Down syndrome or not, like, she's got perfect tits.
Well, I don't think Down syndrome affects the tits, my guy.
I mean, you got one kind of sloping down here.
And no, kind of no, I don't think that happens. I think the tits stay titty. Yeah. Oh, for real though.
That's what I'm saying though. Like, she looks good. She's a beautiful woman.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know what I'm saying. Wow, I mean,
not my cup of tea, obviously. Bro.
It's just F, you big boober. You're not going to do anything anyways. You punk. No! Quit! Roll it. Yeah.
See, he said your name. Everything you is good. Boy.
Y'all hear that big bad guard dog behind me? Who are you? You're not going to do anything. What if I get down there and growl at you? I whoop your ass. I will whoop you.
Got him.
All right. Wait, Brent, take over for 1 second. Talk to the people.
Hello, welcome to Friday Night Fights. Stop. It's your man, Stop. William Williamson. Stop. Tonight we've got Man versus Beast. He's got him in a headlock. But the Beast rolls him over in a classic death growl, gets him by the balls. He literally has his testicles in his mouth. Oh my God. Now the man has mounted the Beast, and the Beast is erect. I think the man is as well. He has penetrated the Beast. He is riding the Beast. Oh my goodness gracious. Welcome to Alabama. Okay. Welcome home.
Okay, sorry about that.
All day.
Welcome back to the All Day Special.
I didn't beat my dog, I promise. We was just wrestling.
Yeah, that's what my high school football coach said.
We was just wrestling.
He wasn't grabbing my Peter, we was just wrestling.
Actually, he said that it ended up in his mouth.
What?
We're just wrestling.
Yeah. You've been wrestling up some jail time, buddy. After this ass beating.
I hear they like to wrestle in jail.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It's your boy.
It's your boy. What's that name? You having fun?
Yeah, I am. Brett, that was really interesting, man. Thank you for sharing that with us.
You're welcome. So, in other news, do you know who the Amazing Jonathan is?
No.
He was a comedian magician.
Okay.
He passed away this past week.
Tragic. Why do you bring such bad news?
What do you...
The Down Syndrome thing
saying,
was not bad.
I was about to say, are you saying Down Syndrome? That's terrible.
No, don't you...
How dare you? How dare you be represented?
Don't you nothing wrong with Bill Cosby, me, Brett.
He said there's nothing wrong with Bill Cosby, but there is something wrong with Down Syndrome supermodels. You heard it here first.
God damn it. I can never win.
You can't. You're like Donald Trump, and I'm like the Democrats.
What is this?
You're never gonna win. Just get to Twitter ranting.
I always play.
I always lose. This is Donald Trump's thing.
You think I could be a lead singer for like a punk rock band?
No.
Come on, give me a chance, man. Come on, hear my audition tape.
Okay.
What's a song? Fuck.
Anything by Blink 182.
I don't know any of those. All the small.
Where are you? And I'm so sorry.
Yeah, but you sound like kind of mopey.
I cannot sleep. I cannot dream tonight. I need somebody and always. Sleep through the darkness. Oh. You got it. All right, let's hear it.
I don't know his songs. I just make a song up.
Okay, hold up.
Yeah, give me some music. Give me some punk rock music.
I got you. Joey, pull up that beat.
Oh yeah.
Joey, pull up that punk rock
beat. Hey Alexa.
Pull up that.
I'm about to rock out.
Pull up that punk rock beat.
What the fuck is that? That was terrible. Oh, is that not it?
This is my jam.
Wait, is this gonna be an actual song?
This is my jam.
Is this gonna be an actual song or is it music? The fuck am I listening to, bro? What is that?
That was lit.
What?
That was the bus from the intro. The bus pulled back up.
Fuck you.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
I'm trying just to be over here and sing my heart to you, and you're not going to let me do it?
All right, here we go.
Give me a punk rock.
I got it.
Give me a punk rock instrumental, Brad.
All right, here.
I need to rock out. Okay. Yeah. 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 You mind?
really want to make you mine. Oh, back when I saw you last year, you said you would not leave. Now I'm sitting here with your cashmere. Baby, I just can't breathe. And I know you see all the pain I have. And I know you'll be every day I have. Yeah! That's too early. It's the demo. Yo, check me out. It's Young Slaughter. Okay.
Featuring Primal Pain.
Yo!
Are you gonna get in?
Yeah.
Go! It's my boy Primal Pain. He's on the track! Rip it! Go.
Baby, your pain is my pain.
So deep.
I feel it always.
Always.
Deep down inside.
I cry.
Your blood, my blood.
Sick.
We're one. With Christ.
That's fucking hard, bro.
Praise Jesus.
It's the hook.
I forgot what the hook was.
It just goes, oh.
Oh, girl, I miss you.
Oh.
Girl, I miss you.
I really want to lick your butt.
I really want to lick your butt.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the break, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
This is the part.
Yeah.
This is the part where I get the mic. This is the part where I get the mic and I talk like this and I get faster and faster when the beat goes going and I really want to go in because I really want to keep going and going and going and you know what I'm doing and I'm doing and I'm doing and I'm
still going.
But girl, he really misses you.
Lick your butt.
Baby, let me
lick your butt.
Wait, what?
Let me lick your butt.
Hey.
Let me lick your butt.
A nice red, bro.
Da na na.
Alright, but check it out. Check it out. Pause. But we're going to get one more before we have to wrap it up. I think it would be a good time. Yeah.
Yeah,
it'd be a good time.
That was fun.
Yeah. No, we're going to do another one. We're going to do R&B this time.
What's our band?
Dude, I'm Young Slaughter.
I'm Primal Pain.
It's Young Slaughter.
It's Primal Pain.
You got to talk like this.
Yo, it's Primal Pain on the beat.
I think our neighbors probably fucking hate me by now, bro. They're probably like, "What the fuck are they doing?" Anyways,
they really want to fuck us up.
Oh yeah.
Anyways, pull up some R&B shit. Smooth, funky shit.
Smooth, I want some funky, like Bootsy Collins type shit. R&B.
I want some Bootsy Collins type shit.
You want a Bootsy Collins type beat?
I wanna be with you, babe. Yeah. No, I need slower, bro. That's too funky. That's too fast.
Well, it's a commercial, so fuck you.
You were vibing to it like you actually picked it, so I was like, I didn't want to hit your feelings.
Here we go.
Oh my lord. Bro, what?
Baby girl.
Just stumbled.
We in my place tonight.
Hey, no, wait.
And we here to sex you right.
What's your name?
It's your man, Velvet Smooth McGee. Joined with Josie Jackaboy Jackson.
Nah, that's not my name.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's your boy, Melody Matt.
Melody Matt.
Smooth as marmalade.
I'll be Jackaboy Jackson.
Jackaboy Jackson. Melody Mac and Jackaboy Jackson.
We here to put the smoothness in your grooveness and the calamity in your panties.
Okay. Yeah. Baby, won't you come over here? I really wanna be your thing. Yeah. Baby, I want you near all of the time. Oh, all of the time. Girl, I really want you.
Yeah.
Girl, I really need you.
Oh.
You know I wanna please you.
Yeah.
You know I wanna eat you.
Oh.
You know I wanna eat through.
Yeah.
The little see-through.
See-through.
Drawers that you got on.
Damn.
Baby, do it all night long.
All day.
It's your boy, Melody Mac. With Jagger Boy Jack.
Jagger Boy Jack.
Melody Mac. We Yo. On the track.
It's your boy, Jack a boy Jack.
Okay.
Coming through to Give Mac Attack. Well. Yeah, you know, I'm on your girl like a pearl necklace. Shit, yeah, you know, feeling kind of reckless.
Okay.
Coming through with Melody Mac. You know, we over here and we bringing a Mac back. Yeah, you know, I got the pack, it's strong as shit. I got the whole team up on my back. I bring it in just like that. Goddamn, baby girl, let me smell that crack.
When did you turn into fucking,
Goddamn. Man,
what's that dude's name?
He always go rapping and he's rapping like this. And every time he comes, he puts in the booth.
So. Oh.
Forget his name. Goodness. Anyways.
Are you talking about Anderson .Paak?
No, bro. This is a throwback, dude.
Goodness so. Gracious.
Anyways.
Are you talking about, he's singing Candy?
It's like candy.
With Mallow Alabama. Tastes like candy. Okay. Who the fuck is that?
I don't know, but I need to know now.
That's not...
Anyways, let me finish my song.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Melody Mac.
Oh.
Yeah.
They want to know why they call me Melody Mac. Probably because I got the tracks, baby. I come through not to nut sex. I'm dropping nut sex, baby.
Not gay.
On my main thing running. Every time I come through, main thing stunning. Looking like a pimp, that main thing gunning. Every time I come through, got that main thing running.
Woo!
Run the hoes like a track meet. Every time I come through, they run the stack meet.
Babe.
That is, I can't fucking do that. I can't do it. I can't rap and do it with the voice.
Yeah. I got it going on, baby girl. Let me get a hit of that bone. Let me smell that thong. Let me see what y'all got going on. Let me see where God split you. And let me get you a tissue. The issue, yeah, I will fill the room with
no,
juices.
No. The whole hook of the song is not going to be that.
Oh.
Ooh, yeah. Let me see what God split you. Let me see where God split you. Let me see where God split you.
That's it. Melody Mac. Jack a boy Jack. Bringing it back. Thank you. 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 It's your boy.
Anyways,
it's your boy. 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 I think it's about time to get out of here.
Let's get this shit. Let's get this shit. Let's get this shit.
Let's get this shit. Install the Chime app today. Let's get it started.
What are you playing music?
I can. I'm on it.
What are you doing?
I was.
Is that what you're doing?
I had it.
Are we doing Mad Boy Monday?
Oh, shit. Mad
Boy. Y'all go make me. No, you can't play that. Is it Mad Boy Monday?
Oh,
we're recording on a Monday, bro. We got to keep this in check.
Mad Boy Monday.
We're transparent with these people. Gotta be. Transparency is
mad music.
Gotta be clear with your intentions. Mad music. Angry music.
Free mad music. Let's look up free mad music. I don't want to get
all
sued.
Day.
Free mad music. Free mad's gonna be a rapper. It's just gonna bring up his music.
I don't know if this is free or not, but
welcome to motherfucking Mad Boy Monday. I'm not feeling this. Hold on. Let me get some shit.
That was terrible, bro.
Let's get some shit.
That was terrible. What was that?
I don't know, dude.
Can you explain?
Let's get some like free.
Let me get a good volume here. There you go. Is that good? Welcome to Mad Boy Monday. We're fucking pissed.
Yeah, bro.
God damn it.
I'm fucking mad, man.
You're fucking back in this shit.
Dude, I'm so... Bro, F's so mad, he had a panic attack, bro.
Bro, fuck... You know what I'm mad about?
What you mad about, man?
Fucking mental shit, man. I love my boy.
Yeah.
I want to punch his problems.
I love him so much, I'm mad about it.
I'm fucking pissed.
Mad.
I want to beat his problems into submission.
Yes.
Anger.
Yeah.
I'm really bad at this, dude. I'm not good at being mad, bro. What am I mad about?
I don't really know. I got a lot to be thankful for right now, actually.
You know what I'm mad about? You know what I'm fucking mad about?
Actually, yeah, I can probably
Let me get fucking political for a second. I'm mad about Russia. Okay. Fuck Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
I said it. You heard
Can you give me the scoop?
Fuck you.
Can you give me the scoop?
So the scoop? So basically, fucking Putin believes that Ukraine should be part of Russia, right? Because at one time, they were part of Russia. Because
it was part of the USSR.
Right. Not anymore. Part of Ukraine speaks Russian, so that's like another thing where he's like, they should be part of us. But one part of Russia is like, we want to be with NATO, but they're not technically joined with NATO. And so this is whole thing. So like Putin is just like, fuck it, we're just gonna do it because fuck it, whatever. But my thing is like Putin did like a press conference and he was like, we're doing this, and you know, if anybody tries to stop me, like, you're gonna face the consequences.
God damn.
And I'm just like, and
nobody's stepped to him, I'm guessing.
I swear,
because Ukraine's just defending themselves. Yeah. I heard.
But the thing is we're not gonna, nobody's gonna drop, they're not part of NATO, so like NATO can't technically, you know, we can send them money and stuff, but we can't drop fucking troops or shit in there. That's like a direct fucking attack on Russia, you know. That's how they're viewing it. They're basically like, if you intervene, then we're gonna view it as like you attacking Russia.
Ukraine's not a part of the NATO.
No, they've been offered membership, but they've never joined.
Why not?
I don't know.
Well, I mean,
it wasn't convenient until now.
No hate. Obviously, I'm not saying that should have happened, or else, you know, like, this wouldn't have happened. I'm not saying that at all. But, you know, this makes you wonder.
But, bro, I'm fucking pissed that fucking, I've told Ephraim this, like, multiple times over this week, is just, like, it just rich men fucking playing with poor people's lives, you know?
Hey, y'all want to hear some deep shit? Turn the music off. I saw this on a YouTube video, which is where I get all my insightful shit from. But this guy was talking to a political leader. The political leader was like, you know, it's hell out there on the battlefield or whatever, or war is hell, you know, blah blah blah, you know, blah blah blah. And the guy was talking to him afterwards with questions. He's like, you know, you said war is hell. He's like, I don't think so. He's like, I think they're two different places. And he's like, oh, okay. He's like, yeah. He's like, at least in hell, he's like, there's no innocent people. And I was like, damn. I was like, so hell, he's saying hell's better off. I was like, he's real though. And the politician, wherever they were, he didn't know what to say. He just said, oh, okay. And then he just went to the next question. I was like, yeah, you know, to say that, bro. What you gonna say?
I don't know, dude. I feel like war and hell are like, you go to war and you probably would say.
Yeah, but that's not what he's saying. What he's saying is, in war, it's not just a bunch of guilty people going through a whole bunch of shit.
There's kids, there's wives, there's civilians.
Whereas at least hell, at least everybody is there for a reason.
Right.
Yeah. They're not saying either one is better.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Or good in any sense. They're just saying, hey, there is a distinction between the two. And the distinction is that a war is probably worse in a sense.
Yeah. Okay. I got you.
Yeah, shit was cool. It hit me hard. Obviously, the video would have portrayed it better because I probably didn't say anything.
So what are you mad about?
Bro, what am I mad about,
what
bro?
Are you fu- should what I, get the, am I? Let me get the music back going. Get the fucking music back going. I want to break shit.
I'm really mad at my fucking mom.
Mommy? Fuck you, mommy.
Okay.
You didn't let me get the big toy.
I'm
fuck
gonna
you,
tell you,
mommy.
Okay, for real though. I am mad at.
It's hard, isn't it? I mean, shit.
I am mad at dudes wearing Air Force Ones that they have low tops. High tops is, I give a little more lenience to because I work in high tops. I understand. But the low top Air Force Ones, the dudes that wear them, they're just fucking lemon pepper steppers at this point. Stop rocking them, hoes. Get another pair. Retire them, bitches. Those are lawn mowing shoes at this point. Stop doing this to yourself. I get mad at that.
Well, I had an ad. Sorry. Yeah. I'm pissed that fucking advertisements in the middle of videos. God damn it.
I don't pay anything for this service.
It's ridiculous. I'm not going to feed into the conglomerate.
Yeah, you think I'm going to watch this ad? No, I'm going to close the whole machine. I'm going to close the whole YouTube and then I'm going to open it back up and find this video again. And then I'm going to do that 5 times until you don't give me an ad.
That's what I hate. It's just a long video, so they've got to put 7 ads, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They'll sprinkle them in there.
It's just like a little pepper.
And you can tell which ones are getting paid more because they'll have like a 10-minute video, but it's got 8 ads. And then you'll have like an hour and a half long video and it has no ads.
I love the ones that, you know, it's like an hour long ad. And it's like they know you're not going to fucking watch that. I like how we're talking
about discomfort towards advertisements over hardcore.
This is what I feel towards advertisements.
Yeah, yeah. No, for real, though. For real. Yeah, fuck those. But,
can I get a fuck advertisements on three?
All day.
1, 2, 3. Fuck advertisements. All right. Good deal. All right, I think we're done with Mad Boy Monday now.
Yeah, that was terrible, man. Let's not do that anymore.
That was hard.
Yeah.
Did you say why you were mad at your mom?
No, I just said I was mad at my fucking mom.
Oh, you were just saying that because it's hard to be mad?
No, I was just saying that because whenever I'm Young Savage, I obviously have problems with my
That wasn't
mother.
What your name was. It was,
What was it?
I don't know.
It's Young Savage.
I didn't think I was,
It's Young Savage.
I was Primal Pain.
Yeah, I'm Young Savage, You're bro.
Young Savage? I thought that was a rapper.
Yeah, I guess I should be more of like a rocker name. I'm going to be...
Savage Steve.
No, that's lame. I'm going to be Supreme Pete. It's Supreme Pete.
It's Supreme Pete.
Feeling defeated.
You want to play us a live outro and let's get the hell up out
so
this bitch.
I made a beat in Houston that I would love to use as a live outro and plug my shit.
This is the debut of...
This is the debut of the beat I call Houston 2. It's going to feature an artist named Omen from Houston on it soon. He's collaborating with me on it. He currently has the beat. We made it in Houston over this weekend.
Get ready for this shit.
Yeah,
it's popping, baby.
It was fun, man. It was good times. Let's see. I don't know which one it is. It might be this one. Yeah, that's it. That shit's hard. Let me start off right, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I guess that is right.
Oh.
I guess I can mute. Hold on.
We got to do a little mixing on the scene.
Yeah. I'm a piece of shit. Okay, I guess I can do it here, yeah.
Okay. And just talk your shit, have you?
It still has the sidechain shit. That's why it sounds like it's ducking. So that won't be there.
Okay. Yeah.
So we'll have that noise.
Okay.
But that's just temporary because I can't get it all the way off.
Yeah, it's Big Topo Greasy Dog. Wanna thank you for tuning in to another episode of the gorgeous and fabulous All Day Special. My boys Brett, Ephraim, and Matt, of course, always tearing it up. They got the sauciest sauce, they got the balliest meatballs, and they got the hottest gabagool around. Thank you all for listening. Good night.
That was fucking great! Woo! Yeah! I shit it.
What a trip!
I fucking hate just the way they bring the waving, yeah, you know. I'm steady waving at these hoes, tell them bye bye, birdie, because the wind is coming slow, shit. I am a winner when she tells me to put the fucking curves on her lotion, shit. I got it twisted, man, to say the lotion on her curves. I guess it's from smoking all of this herb, shit. I'm at a loss for words and a loss for air, shit. I don't even care. Fellatio shit, yeah, you know the potions in the air, the motion of her hips, my fucking hand up on her head. I'm all up in that bitch, and you know that she is unaware because my penis is like 2 fucking inches. She can't feel shit, yeah, you know no assumption, yeah, you know no guessing games. This is real life. She can't feel my dick at night. Makes me cry deep inside. I swallow my pride. I try to find the G-spot.
How are we going to introduce the podcast? With that picture. with you guys like my photography skills?
Yeah.
You guys are getting off of a bus, and I'm at the bus stop waiting. Guys, is that you? You're finally back? I missed you so
much. That one, you guys like that one? Look at that quality shit.
Oh my god, is he deep-throating?
Deep-throating.
Deep-goating. There it is, that's the one.
Oh, sucks to that.
Literally. Damn. Oh, hey, yo.
Awesome.
Matt, were you drunk?
Yeah, I was actually pretty drunk. But I thought I'd at least get a few good ones.
That's what you get for thinking while you're drinking.
Hold on, that's good. It's baloney.
Baloney at Shoney's, fried with the Tonys. That's what I'm wanting.
A marble. How are we introducing the podcast?
I gave you my idea.
Gave you his idea.
I gave you mine.
What was your idea?
You weren't even fucking listening to me!
Probably because it was a shitty idea and I just put it out.
Exactly. That's why I'm not going to repeat it.
Oh, wow.
Ephraim, what was my idea?
I don't know, but I just had a really good idea. We could do, like, Matt and I went on a trip. We're coming back, like, on a bus, and you can be at the bus station waiting for us to get back, and you can, like, say something.
I'm sorry. I just fucked
you. Matt turned around and shook his head. Yeah.
I like it. Ah!
That's what Brett said.
That was my idea.
Oh, is it really?
Yes.
Fuck you, Brett.
God, you son of a bitch. You suck, Brett.
Reminds me. Hold up. Are we recording yet?
No.
Yeah. We are recording?
No.
Yeah. This is Bloops?
This is Bloops. Sorry, I got the beats going, but
bro,
this is Bloops.
Look what I found that I completely forgot that we did. Hold up.
Is this going to be another mixtape? Stage
message. Stage message.
What up, motherfucker? We're on
your... Oh, you can't hear it. I kind of
heard it. Well, who was that?
That was us.
That is a voicemail?
Yeah.
We all did that?
Hold up.
I didn't do
hold
that.
Up. What is it?
Dude, I'm upset. These pictures turned out shitty.
Here we go.
Saved message.
Okay, listen. What up, motherfuckers? This is the All Day Special Podcast.
All Day Special.
All Day Special. We're on your voicemail. We fucking hate you, Brett. You suck.
No, we love it. It goes too hard. It goes too real low.
It goes too real low.
Brett, welcome. Goodbye. Merry Christmas. Your sweet boy. Happy New Year.
Be nice if I learned how to focus the camera too. What'd he say? Is it still going?
You don't care. It's okay.
I didn't know it was gonna keep going.
It's alright.
Just give me the phone. I was listening to it for there.
You've been canceled.
I've been canceled. How do I play it? He's got a point though. We do hate that guy.
He sucks. Fuck that Brett guy.
I'm not sure what's going on.
Your sweet boy.
Go to Rilla.
What? Red bean soup.
Red bean soup.
No.
What the fuck is red bean soup?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Saving it.
Deleted.
Alright, so we're doing the bus stop thing?
Yeah.
I think that's a brilliant idea, F.
Thanks, man. I worked really hard on it.
I thought of that, huh?
I worked really hard on it. Really. I thought about it all night. Last night.
I hate you guys.
We love you too, Brett. Dude, I'm genuinely upset. Like, most of these turned out shitty. Like, I know you usually gotta take about 10 shitty ones for a good one, but I got just, like, all bad ones.
Brett, don't knock this over. It'll be your fault.
And I took a lot of them.
You heard me, Brett?
2 days early with direct deposit. Install the chime app.
I have to wash my hands. It's so fucking sticky. I'm ripping up the fucking thing. We got the chime app going?
I call it Chime.
Look at your boys rocking the corduroy shirt. Like a boss.
I've got the bus sound.
You got the bus down?
The bus sound. Like that bus down? Pulls up.
He's about to bust down sexual.
I feel like we should play some like really cheesy like Forrest Gump type music.
Or
Matt Ephraim didn't like that.
You can shut my neck.
Gotcha. Please let go.
That's a terrible one. God damn it, they're all so damn it, sticky, boy. Dude. They're not gonna let me post any of these. No, that one's not too bad.
Y'all are in VIP?
Hell yeah, we're in VIP. They were performing.
Wow. That's hard as fuck, dude.
I didn't know that's how it was going.
Yeah. Yeah. Alright, comes the next one. They're gonna do it every now and then. This is Lady in Houston called up. Shout out. Lady Nate, Houston, Texas. Love you, girl.
Hey, yo.
Get the all-day special podcast at the next event.
We'll be there. We'll do a live stream from the event. We'll do it.
They don't want to hear us.
I won't. I promise I won't say the F word. Ephraim. Oh, shit. I fucked up.
All right. So we're doing the bus stop thing. Okay. All right. What are you going to say?
Yeah, that's a horrible idea. What are you going to say, Brett?
Shut the fuck up.
What didn't you know? What didn't you know? If you planned it out, you might have an idea. What didn't you know? What didn't you know? This bus stop skits.
Hurting.
Kind of sounding unclear.
Oh, shit. He made it work.
He made it work. You know me, if I'm a resourceful guy. Is that the bus stop noises?
No. That wasn't the one. This is the one. This is a good one, too.
All right, we got to start recording by 8 o'clock. It's 7:55.
Oh, my God.
We got to get some time.
All right,
it's 8 o'clock. It's 8 o'clock. I'm sure you got to be out here by like 9:30 because you're a husband and whatnot.
So you know, y'all pull up, gonna... and I'm like crying because I'm so happy that y'all are back.
Where did we go? Epstein Island.
Epstein Island.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where I went.
You left Alfonso there, and that's why he's not here again today. Yes,
Alfonso was recruited by the Epsteins.
And that's how I'll be like, so where's Alfonso?
We're definitely getting haunted now. They did things to my porcelain bits.
Show me on the doll where you touched the doll.
I am the doll, bitch.
Don't touch me again. Don't touch me again.
So new movie idea, but it's from the perspective of the doll that gets touched and poured by the king. It's called I Was Touched.
All day.
What the fuck?
All day.
Oh, God, that's the good stuff.
It's brilliant.
It's buttery.
This is brilliant.
What the fuck are you doing? Yeah? Okay. So, what are you contributing to this skit, Matt?
I'm going to do the part where I go up and go, Brett, hello. And then you make an absolute fool of yourself.
No, you don't say. I'm saying, Matt, F, you're back. Oh, I've waited so long.
Yeah, we're back. We've been doing things
in places. Oh, I miss you so much.
We've been gabagooling. Ghoulin' the gab, gabbing the ghoul.
This is Lane Maxwell. I've been so alone.
We've been doing unmarried man things.
Oh, God, it's so terrible.
Without you.
My life sucks. Oh, my wife's amazing, but my life sucks.
Yeah, you get one good thing. You can't have two.
Yeah, my wife's amazing. I have a massive cock, but I have herpes.
Damn, he has a Ferrari, but nowhere to park it.
Oh, I got somewhere to park it, but the garage, it keeps giving me parking tickets.
AKA herpes.
Tickets? Your shit's getting towed, my boy. Repossessed.
Oh, divorce.
Matt does do towing, so I would take his word for it.
I do towing.
I watched him do it to my car. Ayo.
Did I really tow your car?
No.
Oh, okay, good. I'm about to say sorry, man.
As soon as F gets done.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead. We got it. Thing. We got it. He's right by the mic. He can talk.
Hello. Are we ready?
Yeah, go ahead.